age of Aquarius, age of knowledge. It's the age of the Guru. It's the age where from darkness you have to walk into light. Guru does not mean this, that. Anybody who takes you from your darkness to light. Candle doesn't mean anything. It's a wax and a thread. Once the head is lit, it takes away the darkness. That's what you have to do. And it's not that you have to read libraries and books and become very knowledgeable. It's all stupid waste of time. Just think for 1 minute. Give yourself a chance that you are somebody who cares. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Damn it, there should not be a moment when you are without this. You care. You know, I love Ma. I respect her. You know how idiot I am. I don't care for anybody. Because I have no relationship with spirituality and spiritual ego. I don't believe in it. I'm a very great rebel. But that is the spirituality. She cares. She's a living care. And if those of you who do not understand that degree of care, you are useless. If those of you do not understand compassion, you are useless. No good. It's not human. What's life? Eating donuts? What's the life you think? Having a house? Having a car? Is that life? Going to church on Sunday, that's life? No. This universe is a university and you are a student in it. And one lesson you all have to learn, you shall care. Those who shall not care shall live under the curse of Almighty. A way out. You are born to care because Mother Nature took care of you from the very birth. And you have to keep on caring for every life, for every existence, till your death. Then the karma will be over. You have paid your dues. You can go home. Do you understand the satisfaction of being complete? The joy of I am, I am? You understand the beauty in you? When you feel that you are fulfilled? Do you understand the power of you? When you feel that you are grateful, meet somebody and just say, I am very grateful to God. I am grateful to myself. I am grateful to this time. I am grateful to this space. Thank God I have met you. See the impact of it. How blessed you are. You want to know my life? Once somebody came in my previous life to ask me to help and learn. And I thought, it's not the time. By my hand and by all the astrological notation, I was supposed to live 48 years. I am 66 and there is no chance I'll go home. For you, it may be a great... If I meet anybody, they say, oh, you should live long. Long for what? Is a freeway? Long for what? I came to share the dharma. Postman has only one habit, to bring the mail, put it in your box. You throw it away, you read it, it's your chance. It's not the faculty of the postman reads your letters and makes you understand it. That's not the life. That's not his job. Now, that's what it is. It is your letter addressed to you, you read it, and you live on it. And your soul has been promised to meet your teacher once for a moment in your whole life. Death is inevitable. Disease is the way of it. But just remember, when you have a doubt, is Ma right? When Ma is most wrong, she's right. You know why she's right? Because it tests your honor, your courage, your discipline. It challenges your nuisance, your shortcoming, and your heart. It makes your head bow. Therefore, she's right. That's why I don't care. I don't initiate anybody. I don't bother. Go your way, boys and girls. But she, you're fortunate, those who are with her. I appreciate the value. I understand the status. Being so fortunate not to cash it is the most ridiculous act. Don't love her. I hate you, those who love her. Worship her. Learn to worship her. Don't love her. It's a joke. What love? Your definition of love is different. Have reverence for her in your thought, in your action, and in yourself. See where you go. Watch my words. I'm not kidding. We were about 250 students with my teacher. And my teacher, God bless him, was the most rude man ever born. He was saint. I know, I'm not denying this. But there's nothing he will tell me to do which is possible. That was the faculty. And early in the morning, I'll say, Hey Kalpurukh, oh the infinite God, bless me with the power that if I survive by the night, I shall do special kirtan, special meditation, I'll specially bow to you. Because I never knew that one day will be easy with him. Impossible. Later on, what happened so happened. Somebody once asked me a question. How come you won and we all failed? I said, you all have knowledge. I didn't have a knowledge. All I knew is, he's my teacher and not a preacher. And all I know is, what word he utters is the only reality, else everything is false. I knew I was born in a rich family. Family where I was almost semi-sovereign. I knew I had the wealth, the power, the men, everything in the world is at my beck and call. I also knew he is my teacher when he gave me first job is to clean the bathrooms. Man who came there to study with 50 servants. When I came back, everything was gone. And my first job was a bucket with a lime. That white powder, I was supposed to go and clean the outhouses. And my bed was a bunker with one sheet underneath and one sheet over. And I asked, is the system here you don't give anybody pillow? And he walked in and he said, what for you have an elbow? To chew it? Then he took me on the side. He said, I know whose grandson you are. Must not have one misunderstanding. You have come here to study life. Don't come here to study lies. And it's the only chance you can decide with yourself. And I ask you the same thing. Those who live in that ashram, study yourself in one thing, that you have come to study life, not lies. Death is inevitable. Don't love Ma. It's worthless. What is she, your friend? What are you talking about? Worship her. And then see how your ship sails. This whole planet is not commercial. There is a reality of God. Ajag sache ki hai kotri, isme sache ka hai vas. This earth is a house of truth, and truth prevails here. It is the faculty of her care for you which makes her absolutely divine. And if you can't understand that, I don't think you have an understanding. So tonight, if you have any duality or any gorge which you think between your ego and your identity exists, remove it for God's sake. Bridge it over. Find the reality of yourself. The unseen hand of God has guided you to her. How you can worship her? Not by saying, ma, ma, ma. You are not a goat. Worship her. Care the way she cares. Act the way she acts. Facilitate yourself to project that faculty from your heart. And then see how soon you can heal yourself. It's amazing. I think I am coming there to eat one night. And I'm going to eat you all as you are, without salt and pepper. I want to let you know, whatever time is left in me to move or to be, I don't have any consideration, but I wanted to bring home to you this fact, that be factual. If in the body of a human you are not an angel, you should not have taken this body. And in the body of a human, you don't have your guiding star. You have darkness of night. And the light of the day, if you cannot be brighter, you have lost the chance. You all should know it. All things come from God. All things go to God. Don't we have a tape on it? Pull it out for God's sake if you want to exist. And please sing this in honor of Ma Shri Jaya Bhagavati. I want you to understand tonight that fact. Now we are getting a signal, we are getting late, we gotta go. Let us all sing. Thank you. Now he is going to say words which you will never like to digest. These are the words of Nanak. We'll present you with this tape so you can play loud and hear yourself and understand. Understand means stand under, not over. There are five types of people. Those who are under, those who are with, those who are over, those who are in awe of you, and those who worship you. Those who get to the faculty of worship, they have done their karma, they are free, they are liberated, they are gone. Rest are still to mark their time. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light guide you, guide you, my soul, let thy journey be clear, shining, bright, beautiful. Let this journey be an existence of bounty. In the eye of God you may swell and go well. Let all there is be there is. May the mind, the thoughts, power and strength, prana and energy, be subject into the goodwill to serve all those who cannot be served otherwise. Shelter that way who cannot be sheltered otherwise. Be elevated that way who cannot understand this fact of elevation. May this journey of the soul may pass through all these hurdles, shortcomings and weaknesses. With the light of Almighty, may we find our way in peace, in peace, in peace.